Got a question to ask you today. How should we react when God or Jesus is silent? Did y'all hear me? I didn't get no answer.
Stand still. Mary, stand still.
Stand still. How should we react when Jesus or God is silent?
Continue to pray.
It's going to all be in the light of this moment, but you're helping me along. Continue to pray. It's coming down. It's going to come down to that, sister. We're going to have to continue to pray. We just got y'all some little things here. We just going to leave y'all with y'all. Write it down now, because when God gets silent and you begin to wonder, where you at? Where you at? David got that way, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I need a reader. I'm working on this. To where I can do it. I did something I'm so used to. Brother Woodrow Warren was my mentor. So it's just kind of something I'm used to. So this is David. David, Psalms 10 and 1. What does that say in Psalms 13 and 1? How should we react when Jesus or God is silent? How should we react? Lord, where are you at?
Why standest thou afar off?
Why standest thou afar?
O Lord.
O Lord.
Why hidest thou thyself in times of trouble?
Why hidest thyself in times of trouble? David complains to the Lord. David complains to the Lord, the pride of the wicked, but he says, why standest thou afar off? Sometimes God seems like he's hidden. Am I right?
Yes.
Talk to him. Am I right?
Yes.
He's hidden. David said, why standest thou far off? Lord, where you at? Why hidest thou self in times of trouble? Trouble is just a raging and just a going on. And we're like, Lord, where you at? We just feel like we're almost lost. We feel like, you know, just where we at. That's what David said. I got the other one, 13 and 1, because we're not going to hold you here today. We just want to make sure I get this out before I leave here.
How long will thou forget me?
How long will thou forget me?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, ever? Lord. Forever? Y'all feel that way? What? Just where you at, Lord? Huh? And what's the rest, baby?
How long will thou hide thy face from me?
How long will you just hide your face from me? How long, Lord?
How long shall I take counsel in my...
No, that's all I need. That's all. Just 13 and 1.
Okay.
How long will thou forget me, O Lord? Do y'all feel that way sometimes?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen.
It's just like everything's so quiet.
Yeah.
I know. You know why I know? Because I'm right there in that, I call it a big house, all by myself. But like I say, sometimes I go over to the sink and kind of clean up the kitchen and I feel a little hand. Just, I say, oh God, that's you. But how do we, if the question is, how should we react? He said, how long will thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long will thou hide thy face from me? How long, Lord? You know that feelings and emotions can get the best of us.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Amen.
So what happens when that happens? We push the panic button and the devil set up camp.
Yeah. That's true.
Am I right?
You're right.
We push the panic button and the devil come along and he set up camp. But God has a plan. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that. You know, I'm going to read this again. You know that feelings and emotions can get the best of us. I've been there, dear ones.
Yes. Yes.
That's right. It's true.
And we came to push the panic button.
Yes.
And the devil set up camp then. He comes in and set up camp so he can just get you all whatever.
Oh, yeah.
How should we react when God is silent? All right, what did it say? Jeremiah 29:11. What did it say for me?
For I know the thought that I think toward you.
He's talking. I know the thought. I just know the thought that I think
toward you.
Yes. For you.
Saith the Lord.
Saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace.
And not of evil.
And not of evil.
To give you an expected
end.
Thank the Lord.
This is God. God has a plan.
Yeah.
And it's not evil. And calamity. It's an expected end, and it's a future and a hope.
Thank the Lord.
I know the thoughts. Yeah. I already know the thoughts.
Yeah.
That's my personal, isn't it? I already know the thoughts. I think of what you already know.
That's right.
Says the Lord. It's thoughts of peace.
Yeah.
And not of evil. To give you an expected end. And that's a future and a hope.
Amen.
We don't have to walk around here without hope.
Amen.
We don't have to do that. Because we're going to tell you some of the things. Why? When God is silent, remember, you have to look at the past.
Yes.
Think about what he's...
Yes.
What? Let me see what I got out here. Think about what he's done before.
Amen. Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. Thank the Lord.
When God is silent, remember, look at the past and think about what he's done before.
Amen.
We can stand on it, dear ones.
Amen. Yes, we can.
We can stand on it.
Praise God.
When I go back and I look over my life and I see all that God has done for me, yes, over and over again, he told me, right, he said, I am your Jehovah Jireh. And he's done just that.
Amen.
I am your El Shaddai. I mean, I say it like everybody said, but I am your El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one.
Yes.
If I am, he's been that way for me.
Yes.
I look at the past.
Yes.
See, I'm going to balance it out, though. I'm going to look at the good past. Somebody, I'm looking at the things that God has done for me. Don't stay in that old bad side.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Think of the good that God has done for you.
Thank the Lord. Yes.
When he sees that he's going to sing that, Lord, have you forgotten me?
No.
Number one, the first thing we need to think of, we heard this in the message in this week, the faithfulness of God.
Yes.
All right, you go over to Lamentations 3:22-23, and Deuteronomy 7:9. That's what we're going to read. When we feel like God is silent, remember the faithfulness of God.
Yeah.
He's faithful, dear ones. As I come down to the end of the year, every year, his name for me has been faithful. And I can stand on it because from January on down to December of 20 to the end of the year, his name to me has been faithful. When God is silent, remember the faithfulness of God. Remember that. All right, somebody got it? Lamentations 3:22-23. That's a very familiar one.
Yes.
22:23. What did that say?
It is of the Lord's mercy.
It is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed.
Because
his compassions fail not.
They are new every morning.
They are what now? They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
They're new every morning. It's the Lord's mercy that we're not consumed.
Yes, right.
Because his compassion, that's an S on that. Mm-hmm. Fail not.
Praise God.
They are new. Can you imagine? Every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. When God is silent, remember the faithfulness of God.
Yes,
he's faithful.
Yes.
Deuteronomy 7 and 9, what does it say?
Know therefore. That God. He is God.
He is God.
The faithful God.
Oh, the faithful God.
Which keep his covenant.
And mercy.
With them that love him.
That keep his commandments.
To a thousand generations.
The faithfulness of God. Let me see if I can. Deuteronomy 7 and 9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is who?
God.
He's God. I said all by himself. He's God all by himself. He's the faithful God which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandment to a thousand generations. They knew every morning.
Amen.
He's just a faithful God.
Amen.
So when God is silent,
yes,
remember the faithfulness of God.
All right.
Number two, when God is silent, we need to stand on the promises of God and his word. Stand on his promises.
Yeah.
I didn't write that down. I had it one time when I looked about how many promises he do have. Somebody might already know. So we say?
7,000 plus.
Oh, 7,000 plus? Okay. So 2 Corinthians 1:20, and somebody can give me 1 Kings 8:56. We can get you all out of here. 2 Corinthians 1:20. What does it say? When God is silent, remember that we can stand on the promises of God and his word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
For all the promises of God.
Ooh, listen to this.
In him are yea.
Are yea.
And in him, amen.
Yeah.
Unto the glory of God by us.
Mm-hmm. All his promises, all his promises in him, 2 Corinthians 1:20.
Yes,
is that it, brother? Is that for the Lord?
For all the promises of God in him.
For all the promises of God in him are yea.
And in him, amen.
And in him, yea, amen.
Unto the glory of God.
Yea means yes, and in him, amen. So be it. For all the promises.
Yes.
Not just some.
Yes.
So when God is silent, remember that we can stand on the promises of God and his word. What does 1 Kings 8:56 say? Somebody get that for me. 1 Kings 8:56.
Blessed be the Lord.
Blessed be the Lord.
That hath given rest unto his people Israel.
That hath given rest to his people Israel.
According to all that he had promised.
According to all that he promised.
There hath not failed one word.
Ooh.
Amen. All his good promises.
There have not failed. What, brother?
One word.
Of all his good promises.
Which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant.
Which he promised by the hand of Moses, his servant.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed be God that has given rest unto his people, Israel. According to all that he promised, there has not failed one word of all his good promises. Not one word. Not one word, just one word. That failed. We can stand on his promises.
Yeah.
And his word. Not one word. And then the next thing we need to do when God is silent, remember, to reflect on his power and his mighty greatness. reflect. You know, sometimes you sit down and just kind of meditate. Go back, God, on His mighty, on His might, on His power, His mighty greatness. Jeremiah 32:17, Psalms 145:3. Jeremiah 32:17. What does that say? Jeremiah 32:17. Reflect on His power.
Ah, Lord God.
Our Lord God.
Behold. Thou hast made the heavens.
Thou hast made the heavens.
And the earth.
And the earth.
By thy great power.
By thy great power.
And stretched out arms.
And a stretched out arm.
And there is nothing too hard for thee.
There is nothing too. Always love that T-double, two O's. It didn't use just one O, it used two O's.
Right.
And there is nothing. Did y'all hear me?
Yes. Amen.
There's nothing too hard. T-double-O.
Yes. Thank the Lord.
For thee. O Lord, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arms, and there's nothing too hard for thee. We already know what He's done at the very beginning. He's made the heavens and the earth, and He just spoke it into existence. And it was done, wasn't it? Sometimes when I'm on the phone line with the counselors there once, I tell them, as Psalmist said, I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. And I said, you know what? If He can make heaven and earth, He can take care of what you're going through. So keep your focus. Keep your eyes. I will lift my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. It comes from the Lord.
Yes.
He made heaven, He made earth. So what little problem, little thing we going through, wait a minute, why we all stuck there? What'd you say, sister? What'd you say? We don't have to be.
Amen.
We don't serve no little bitty God. We serve a great God.
Amen.
What is 145? 3 say? I say this a lot. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Psalms 145:3.
Great is the Lord.
Great is the Lord.
And greatly to be praised.
And greatly to be praised.
And His greatness is unsearchable.
And His greatness is unsearchable.
Yeah.
Did we get that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
One generation.
That's all I need. That's all I need. Verse 8:36. Psalm 145:3. Great is the Lord.
Amen.
And He greatly to be praised.
Yeah.
And His greatness is unsearchable.
Yeah.
His greatness is unsearchable. So now the Lord comes on the scene for me many times, and I tell him often. It's too much for me to just grasp and just think about. Sometimes the Lord has done so much for me and so much, and I tell him I'm still on a high. I'm not talking about another high, okay? I'm on that high. And I can't hardly get it turned down. Sometimes I can't even go to sleep at night. I lay down in bed. I said, Lord, you got. I know you've been so good to me, and I'm just so excited. I'm on my spiritual high. I'm just high, Lord. But will you just turn me down so I can get some rest?
Yeah.
Here comes Lord, give me some rest. They say, I know I'm gone. I'm asleep. Someone that high. But like we say, when God is silent, let's remember to reflect on His power and His mighty greatness. Reflect on that. Think about it. Sometimes, you know, my reading, if we start writing down all that He do from on a daily basis, somebody said, well, the ink of ink, or pen and paper, won't get enough paper, enough pen, will it? won't be enough pen and paper.
Yes, amen.
All right. I told you, sister, right here. Sister Cheryl. I think that's right there. Number four, don't stop praying.
Yeah.
When God sees out, don't stop praying. 1 Thessalonians, what does it say? 5:17, what it says? Did it tell us to do? Pray without ceasing. Don't stop praying. What did it say, bro?
Pray without
ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And as I told you the other day, when I'm dealing with those on the phone live, that's what I tell them, I said, get your Bible and your songbook. But don't stop praying.
Yeah.
The song that I sing a lot, it said, pray on till the answer comes.
Yeah.
If you need sufficient grace in this holy Christian race, pray on till the answer comes. Pray on till the answer comes.
Yeah.
Okay? And as we say, get to know my little notes, get to know God's promise, get to know his promises. Read them often. God's silence is an invitation to take your eyes off the circumstances and put on your faith, your hope, your trust, and confidence in him. This admonition will ward off the walls of the devil.
Amen.
Am I right?
Amen.
God is just working with us sometimes when we feel like he's just, Lord, where you at? But as you say, God's silence is an invitation to take your eyes off the circumstances and put on your faith, because it's going to be about faith.
Yes.
I hope. Of trust and confidence in him. This admonition will ward off the wiles of the devil.
Amen.
My question to you today, how should we react? We've given it to you this morning. How should we react when Jesus is out? Remember the faithfulness of God.
Amen.
Stand on the promises of God in his word.
Yes.
Reflect on his power and his mighty, mighty greatness, and don't stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Pray for me, saints. This is good.